Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Through the Looking Glass World of Bond Markets and Interest Rates on this August day. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. For the first time, long interest rates in America today fell below 2% as the trade war and weaknesses in economies from Germany to China made investors pessimistic about future growth. The yield on the U.S. government's 30-year Treasury today hit 1.96%, a milestone for the bond market that has also been putting pressure on stocks around the world. After the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday fell 800 points, 3%, this morning, U.S. stock index futures are down, but moderately, about 0.5% for the S&P and Dow futures, down 0.9% for the NASDAQ future. In Germany right now, the DAX index is down 1.6%. London is down 1.5%. Let's start our coverage in London with Justin Urquhart-Stewart, who's co-founder of Seven Investment Management.
It's a bit like having a series of earthquake tremors. Must be a bit like living in California. And you have slightly larger ones sometimes. And the following day, it all goes a bit quiet, but everyone's expecting another follow-on shake of some kind. And that's exactly what's happening at the moment. There's very little confidence in the markets. But we do have to be careful because we are in the dog days of summer, where volumes are low, a lot of people are out on holidays, and so the trading is quite thin. So when trading is thin, you're liable to get much more volatility. But what's really surprised me, given the news of the trade issues, wars with China, and a whole list of elements, not least our own, this crazy idea of Brexit, why there hasn't actually been far more volatility than we've actually seen. So we should take some comfort in this. There will be more volatility, but the underlying elements, economic elements, are going, it's growing but slower, and will be getting slower. But it's the political issues which I am frightened of, and you can never quite judge how they're going to play.
Is this situation making you nervous? The biggest skid for stocks this year, a bond market that is oddly distorted in ways that suggest to some maybe a gathering recession?
Certainly, there are enough indicators now for those who actually look for dark clouds to be able to back up what they're thinking.
Justin Urquhart-Stewart, he's co-founder of Seven Investment Management in London. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Our pleasure.
From London now to Washington, D.C., with analyst Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, David.
Well, here we are, you and I, together on the day the 30-year Treasury yield fell below 2% for the first time. What do you make of that?
Nothing good, I'm afraid to say. I think the concept of an inverted yield curve is complicated, and the bond market is extremely opaque. But what I think it's important to understand is that an inverted yield curve, especially when rates are as close to zero as they are and below zero when you take inflation into account, this is uncharted territory for financial markets. Financial markets live off interest rates at X and loan rates or investment rates at X plus. When there's an inverted yield curve, that turns into X minus. And this is a very, very dangerous time because markets don't function the way markets know how to function.
Because in a weird way, when you get into these negative interest rate situations, the person with the money actually pays the central bank to hold the money instead of the central bank paying interest on the money. It is a weird mirror world through the looking glass.
That is exactly right. And one of the things it really does do is distort all of the incentives that each one of us lives with. Do we put money in the bank? Well, if the bank is, in a sense, paying us to do that, maybe now is the first time to do that. I don't know that banks will do that. We're going to have to see what happens to interest rates, even at the local branch. Very, very complicated outlook with significant impact on each of us.
Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, thank you very much for the briefing.
Thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Chinese officials this morning signaled possible retaliation for the Trump administration's higher 10% tariffs on $300 billion worth of Chinese goods. This, first reported by Bloomberg News today, comes even as the Trump team had delayed the implementation of some of that new round of import taxes. The upshot is that the White House delay to the tariffs this week might not have been enough to avoid China's retaliation. Here in the U.S., many businesses had already made plans to adapt to the latest salvo in the trade war. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Some companies may be breathing a sigh of relief at the tariff delay, but many were in the midst of last-minute maneuvers to try to avoid the tariffs.
As companies put their mitigation plans into place, it costs money.
Jonathan Gold is with the National Retail Federation.
Whether it's looking and trying to find alternate vendors or speeding up your shipments, I mean, all this comes at a cost.
Now, with the tariffs delayed, that money is just gone. Vincent Icapella is president of the Pacific Coast Council, a trade group representing shippers and customs businesses. He says the rush to get products into the U.S. before the September deadline reminds him of the mad dash to get imports here ahead of the tariff deadline back in January.
It had a profound effect on capacity, on port congestion. We had 31 ocean vessels call the port complex of L.A. Long Beach that weren't scheduled to call, right?
He says that rush caused delays, equipment breakdowns, and, of course, higher costs for businesses. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
President Trump is suggesting that trade talks with China can wait until tensions in Hong Kong have eased. Here's the tweet. Of course China wants to make a deal. Let them work humanely with Hong Kong first! Exclamation point. President Trump also praised Chinese President Xi Jinping, calling him, quote, a great leader and saying he could quickly resolve the situation in Hong Kong if he wanted to. Trump has previously said quite little about the protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese city, except to make it clear he believes that Hong Kong and China need to, quote, deal with that themselves. All right, checking markets again. Stock index futures are down in the U.S. Dow future down 0.8% after the Dow fell 800 points, 3% yesterday. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.